Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
You mentioned that your previous boyfriend, a boyfriend back in the day, married a secretary and was the greatest gift that you had because you got out of a relationship that wasn't going to work, or you met your partner. Mm-hmm. Is there a really like a challenge or a mistake you made in business or life besides that?
I don't think I'm the type of person that is brave enough to admit I've made a mistake, honestly, because I think things have not worked out along the way where things just didn't work out as I had hoped or dreamed them to be. But I don't see them as a mistake, because as quick as you're thinking, oh, poor me, you start to see the light of the door that it's opening that couldn't have opened without it, okay? So I don't have like a regret of this was a big mistake or that was a big mistake. But I have to also say, I have my whole life been very cognizant of doing anything and exposing myself to anything, even when I didn't want to do it, because I'm deathly afraid of feeling like I would regret. Like, what if I don't do it? That's more of a motivation for me than doing.
Me too.
You know, like for example, with Dancing with the Stars, I did not want to do it. I'm an old babe. The last thing I want to do is practice 4 hours a day.
You were great.
You think I was so great? Not the judges. They didn't think so. I was the number one person on Dancing with the Stars last season, number one rejected. Now, there's a record. So you might say that was a mistake with all the work that that led up to, and it was a social embarrassment. I thought I'd be rejected maybe number three or five or six, but number one, I never saw it coming. But you know what? I'm so thankful I did it, and the minute I recovered by the next morning, I'm like, thank God I did it, and thank God it's over. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Because I didn't want to, I said yes because I didn't want to wonder what it would have been like, you know? So what I learned from that is that I can't dance well, but inside my body, I feel like I'm a good dancer, and I'll get out on any dance floor and do my own makeup steps, and people really smile as I'm dancing because I don't really give a crap.
Right.
I learned the same lesson I learned again and again, which is thank God I did it. My God, and the injury of, oh God, you did so poorly, dissipates quickly, but there's an echo to not trying something that's gonna sting you, I think. Not that I know that, because I really don't do that, but I'm afraid of it. It's like fear of a nightmare that might happen. I don't know why, because I don't really have that in my life, but I'm fearful of it. You know what regret does, I think, and why I've been able to build up my personality and whatever I can get out of and give to life as best I could. What regret does is it quietly takes down your confidence a notch. Because in short, you were a coward. You shied away. Even if the right decision is to shy away. Once you shy away, you quietly, without even consciously thinking, think a little less of yourself. Now, I say that from experience because I've watched many people get stronger or people where life makes them weaker. And there's a lot that goes into that. But I really believe that that regret piece is not given enough due. You really have to try everything and try your best. Two out of three things I try don't work out, you know, but people just remember the success. That's what I learned. But I know what the failures are. But still, I got confidence out of failing each time. A little notch up. So then you conduct yourself with more power in life because you feel better about yourself. And ironically, you have more to give. You're a better package to give more because you've put a lot into that basket by just trying, you know?
Do you feel like you're more confident even though you're the first one out of Dancing with the Stars that you did it and you
absolutely.
Yeah.
absolutely am more confident. I got a lot of confidence out of that because every female friend and male friend I had that was even close to my age, I won all their respect, and they constantly say, that was amazing. That was amazing. So even my friends that kind of took me for granted think better of me. I went up a notch in their head. Oh, it takes a lot of courage to publicly fail, but I happen to be very good at public failure.
Really?
Because I've done it my whole life, and that doesn't bother me. I think what I didn't want to happen was that I would look foolish or old dancing with a 24-year-old ripped stud on the floor until I realized it feels really good to lean in on that guy, let him spin you around that floor, and how many of my girlfriends are having to dance with anybody like that lately?
There you go. That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.